Good morning, it's Monday, July 27th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control reported 1,170 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus yesterday. It was the state's lowest single-day count of new cases since July 6th. According to the Post and Courier newspaper, Charleston County reported the most cases in the state at 124, with Beaufort County logging 96 and Greenville County with 95. DHEC is reporting that of the 7,490 test results reported yesterday, 15.6% were positive. Authorities in South Carolina are investigating the accidental gunshot death of a 2-year-old child. The Aiken Standard reports that Aiken County authorities believe the child somehow shot himself Saturday night. Aiken County Coroner Darrell Abels said it happened at the child's home in Graniteville around 8:30 p.m. The boy was identified as Jamarius Rogers. He was pronounced dead at the hospital around 11:30 p.m. Saturday. The Aiken County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Abel said an autopsy is planned. University of South Carolina President Bob Caslin says an investigation into the so-called Zoom bombing that took place in April during an event hosted by the Association of African American Students revealed the act was likely done by someone in Europe. On April 24th, AAAS members with USC were hosting a virtual cookout on Zoom when, 50 minutes in, several uninvited guests appeared on screen wearing blackface, used racial slurs, and displayed neo-Nazi symbols as their backgrounds. In his letter to USC students, Caslin reassured the college community of the school's commitment to confront racism and to cultivate a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive campus culture. A Democrat running for sheriff in the upstate says the Republican incumbent's failure to enforce social distancing rules is to blame for a nightclub shooting that killed two and wounded at least eight others. Paul Guy made the remarks about Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis at a Friday news conference, saying he failed to enforce rules set down by South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Lewis says it would be impossible for him to monitor and enforce the guidelines across Greenville County. In the tropics, Hurricane Hannah made landfall in South Texas over the weekend, and Tropical Storm Gonzalo dissipated in the Eastern Caribbean. But already this morning, meteorologist Jeff Huffman says there's a new tropical wave in the Central Atlantic that is likely to develop.
Conditions appear favorable for intensification of this one, and our next named storm would acquire the Spanish name Isaias. Long-range forecast data does suggest it could become a formidable storm and one that we need to watch closely as it approaches the Leeward Islands later this week.
Huffman says there's plenty of time to keep tabs on this potential storm, but stresses this may be the week to finish any seasonal preparations ahead of what's typically the most active 3 months of the hurricane season, August through October. The South Carolina Highway Patrol says three people died before dawn Sunday in a wreck near Columbia. Master Trooper Brian Lee tells news outlets that the driver and two passengers in a Dodge Ram pickup died after the truck hit a tree in a dense area along US 1 on the north side of Columbia. Troopers did not immediately release the cause of the wreck. The identity of the crash victims is pending notification of their families. Authorities say a man who shot and killed a father and daughter while deer hunting in South Carolina has been arrested. Wildlife officials told WCSC-TV that Sean Peterson faces two counts of negligent use of a firearm while engaged in hunting that resulted in death. Investigators say Peterson was hunting in an area near Walterboro on January 1st when he shot and killed 30-year-old Kim Drawdy and his daughter, 9-year-old Lauren. Authorities say at the time, the father and daughter were mistaken for deer as they were trying to drive the animals into an area where they could be hunted. The South Carolina Department of Consumer Affairs will be hosting a free webinar this Wednesday morning on phishing scams. The webinar will begin at 10:30 and will explain the red flags to look out for to protect your finances. Sign up is available at consumer.sc.gov. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.